Hi, welcome to Three Chips FPL Podcast.
Hello,
you're with me, Amirul, and my good friend Jeremy.
Yeah. Hi. Jeremy? Hi. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. So, what have you been doing on a weekend without football?
The boring weekend, man. International football is boring.
Have you been following up international football?
I haven't watched any matches, but I just see the results. Like, I mean, it's interesting because Italy didn't qualify.
they have a playoff.
Yeah, they have a playoff. Correct, correct. I mean, okay,
you
sorry.
Want to offend our Italian.
Sorry, guys. They didn't qualify automatically.
Yeah.
Yep. And another one, Portugal. I think that's a surprise, Serbia. But apparently, the government gave them $1 million if they win Portugal, and they did 2-1.
They did, correct. Mitrovic. Yeah, Mitrovic is such a championship striker, right?
He is. He cannot perform in the Premier League. Yeah. But in the Champions League, he's on a run of, I don't know, the day I was reading, was on a run of how many goals?
Yeah, 14 or 16 goals, something like that.
More goals than the games he played or something like that. Like, I'm not mistaken.
Correct. Mitrovic is such a championship player, like Dwight Gayle.
Yep,
those players.
Yeah.
Any other international football that you follow? I was following England just for fun.
Yeah.
But so I've been listening to a lot of people mentioning, right? Because this is a good time to have Kane moving forward. Because he scored
four goals
and a hat trick before. So it was 7 goals on 2 games, right? He scored a hat trick and then a
true.
So then my argument to that was, then why not just put Maguire? He scored 2 goals, 1 goal each game and a clean sheet.
All right.
Yeah, I'm looking forward for football this weekend. Oh my god.
Yep, so happy, man.
1 weekend without football feels like a lifetime.
And this weekend is so fun because there's 4 new managers. Right,
4 new managers. 4 new managers.
Oh, yeah.
Is it 4? So, actually, I think it's a 5 whole... because we don't calculate Ranieri anymore. He already took over 2 games.
Yeah, so it's Conte, Ho, Gerrard, and...
Dean Smith.
He's there again.
He's there. Yeah, so because we do not have games... previous weekend to do our post-mortem. So one of the talking points that we will go through with you guys is what do we learn? Because why I'm so excited for the next coming games, there will be 10 games in the next six weeks or something like that.
All right. Yeah. So it's pretty packed.
Yeah. Like the next international break will be in January. I think
until January or March or something like that. The playoffs is in March, right?
Playoff is in March.
Yeah.
But it will be hectic. But it will be hectic. It will be really hectic. I believe, I don't know, this is my theory. My belief is that this stretch from now till Christmas is very important stretch for the clubs and the football managers, the fantasy managers. Yep. Because right now, right, there are so many permutations, combinations, is crazy. And then you have to consider in January with the Africa Cup of Nations, Salah, Mane, actually Salah.
Yeah, Salah is your main thing, basically.
Your main thing. Yeah. So this we will try to make this episode interesting.
Yep.
Because, you know, we do not have any previous games to gauge. So we will, of course, look at the international break, see how the players have been playing. All right, let's get to this. So, Jeremy, what do you learn in the last 11 game weeks? And what will you do differently? In the sense that, what mistakes have you done the last 11 game weeks? And how you're going to avoid them?
So I think for me, it was just to choose... to choose the correct players, but to choose the right players with the right price. For me, Lukaku, I think, was because Lukaku had hype, right, when he came in.
Yeah.
So, and then he died down. I think I wasted a few weeks with Lukaku.
Yep.
Ronaldo, another one.
Yep.
Too expensive. They come in with big name signing, big name in your team, but are they? I think the points, maybe a 7-point striker will probably get the same points. So yeah, like I think Huang. That is one of the things that I have to, like, you know, look at my team.
So more on the sense that do not hold a player too long.
Yes, correct. I mean, because Lukaku came in, scored 2 goals. Then after that, blanked, I think, the next 3-4 weeks. Ronaldo, first game, scored assist and then blank again. And then scored again, blank again.
So Ronaldo, I don't know, still highly owned.
Yeah, I don't know. Are they worth keeping? Or there's a lot of Man United fans out there who have faith in Ronaldo.
Biggest probably club in the world, right? Apparently.
Yeah, probably they, I mean, everyone's have does have faith in him, but yeah, is it worth keeping? Because with now so many options, I would say.
Mid-price strikers are proving their worth this season.
Yeah, yeah. So mid-price for me, strikers. Yeah, I'll be looking at strikers lah, more for me.
Because if you look at the forwards, right, that's available.
Yep.
The top 5 forwards are Antonio, Vardy, Jesus, Saint-Maximin, and Jimenez. And Emmanuel Dennis from Watford. So you can see that these are like mid-price strikers, except for Vardy, probably, because it's 10.7. But there's a lot of deals going on. There's a lot of value spread around this season. So yeah, the next 10 game weeks, 6 game weeks, it will be very important. I would think so. I would think that this is the time that if you want to take a -4 or you want to do some take some risk, this could be worth it.
Right. And then I think,
go ahead. Sorry.
No. I think there aren't too many significant injuries coming back from internationals, which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, take the risk. Yep, you're saying?
I had this thought, right, during like the other day when I was running. My thought was, I feel that ever since I've started myself this podcast, I am more like more more aware of fantasy. Like I make better decisions. I don't know why, because you kind of talk your thoughts out.
Analyze more.
Yeah. I actually look at yourself like before this podcast and since the podcast, you have been risen up the ranks.
Yeah, for me, yep.
Yeah. Which is wonderful.
Yeah.
So what did I learn? Yeah. I would say the same. I would think I would go for the same. Do not hold on a player for far too long. Mm-hmm. I think that was my mistake, which gives me this current predicament moving to this game week onwards, because my lineup is not bad. You know, I will read my lineup first. Last week I have 2 transfers in the bank. Because I didn't make any transfer before the international break. So my lineup is Sanchez. Then I have Ben White, Chilwell, Trent, Cancelo, Livramento, Saka, Mount, Harvard, Salah, Foden, Tony, Antonio, Huang. It's not bad.
Yeah, it's good. Good lineup.
So they're all starters. But then you see like the points that like players that have been disappointing, such as Tony, I would think that Chilwell haven't done much in the last 2 games. Reece James has really shined.
Yep.
Mason Mount has been frustrating since his hat-trick.
Super.
Saka, okay lah, for a 6 striker.
I think he's a good differential.
He is. He or Emil Smith Rowe.
Yep.
Foden's not bad. Harvard's finally scored a goal. do you think Lukaku will play this coming game?
Is he fit now? Is he fit?
According to reports, he might play Chelsea versus Leicester away.
I don't think if you don't have Lukaku, I suggest not to put him yet, because Leicester is not actually it's not a team that you know you think is going to score 2-3 goals lah. I mean, he can prove me wrong, but yeah, I don't think they're going to do. I don't think he's going to do that. Of course, the next match is Manchester United. I still think Manchester United, however you see them letting in goals, I think it's still a more stern test than some other teams.
Have that been the mistake though? Think about it. like people have such high respect for Manchester United, right? For example, the game Liverpool against Manchester United. If it wasn't for Lukaku's injury, nobody would have captain Salah.
Correct.
And Salah scored a hat-trick.
Correct. But
Man City was being gentle to Manchester United. It could have scored much more. True. So, you know, Lukaku have something to prove against Manchester United. You don't think he could do something?
He probably would. But like, again, I say, I wouldn't bang on him lah against Manchester United. If there was a captain choice for that week, I think week 12, I would not put Lukaku, of course. Because to be honest, I had Salah against Man United, right? Because I'm a Liverpool fan and I had faith in him. But if you think rationally, I mean, of course, Salah was on form, etc. But again, if there was Lukaku against Norwich, Salah against Man United, you would have put Lukaku against Norwich. And who's to say Lukaku won't score a hat-trick because he didn't play anyways?
Right. But Chelsea did beat Norwich 7-0.
Yeah, so that's why. So the goals would have spread out lah with Havertz didn't do anything, but no. I think Lukaku have contributed one or two goals. I mean that's just, you know, assumption.
But it's just more like you play the fixtures, you don't play the players. So
all right.
Chelsea Norwich was such a good fixture to not captain a Chelsea player.
Yeah.
So having said that, I do think that having Lukaku against Man United is not really a bad idea.
Good bet, yeah. I agree with you on that. Because it's not a super bad idea, but yeah.
Man United is making goals.
Yeah, it's not a sure banker lah, right? Leicester, Man United, I don't know. Is it worth to put him this week? I don't know.
We'll discuss that in the next week's episode.
True.
All right. So as you mentioned just now, four new managerial changes. When we say four new, yes, it's five because of Ranieri, but let's put him aside.
Yep.
So let's discuss of all these managerial changes, which player would you think will be a steal, or would you want if you want to get them early? So Conte for Spurs, first home game. Kane is
Leeds, right?
Yeah, they're playing Leeds.
I think Kane is a good bet.
Leeds have been keeping I think the last five games, Leeds have been conceding one goal per game and clean sheet one game.
They weren't like licking a lot of goals. But I would say Keane is a good bet based on his form currently. I know in the Premier League, his form is bad. But just based on his two matches, I mean, some strikers just need that, you know, that bump, that goal scoring touch again. And with Conte in, I think...
Spurs have a good run of fixtures. They have Burnley after Leeds, then Brentford, then Norwich, then Brighton, Leicester, and then Liverpool in December.
So if you ask me... Yeah, if you ask me, Lukaku or Kane, if you want a high point, a high value striker, I would say Kane lah.
Can you afford Lukaku in your team now, or do you need to do a minus four?
I can take out Ronaldo if I need to.
Oh, okay. You still have Ronaldo, yeah. I can't put in Kane without making two transfers at least.
So I'm just thinking, that's one of my decisions this week. Should I keep Ronaldo? The thing is, I need to take out Sanchez. He's suspended.
Yeah, I'm going for Ramsdale. That one I'm sure.
Yeah.
But so, because Arsenal playing Liverpool, so that's...
Yeah, so that was one of the things also. I mean, Ramsdale is a no-brainer choice because of their office. Yeah, but then Liverpool now.
But as long as he makes saves and don't lose by five goals...
Yeah, and then after that, it's Newcastle, Man United.
Yeah, you can get at least against Liverpool, right? If you can get 2-3 points from Ramsdale, it's not bad. Because his price is 4.5, 4.6. Now maybe 4.7. So you don't kind of want him to give you 8 points per game. If you want that, you get an Ellison or you get an Edison.
I think Ramsdale is a good choice. Saar is a okay choice. I mean, I think a lot of people have Sanchez. So if you guys are thinking who you want to put in this week.
My substitute, my bench keeper is is Brighton's bench keeper.
So okay. That's lucky. Yeah. So you can, because my bench keeper is Jet Steer, which is Aston Villa's. Yeah. So
maybe Martinez have to quarantine coming back from Argentina.
Yeah. So I have to change. It was a mistake. I had Foster in, but then I took him out in the last wild card. So at least Foster would have started.
How much was Steer?
Steer was 4.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So Foster was also 4, I think. I should have just kept with Foster.
Yeah, but I never thought he would continue playing after Ranieri.
Yeah, I thought it was the other guy. So Batman. I took him out. Yeah. But I think Sar is not a bad bet. Not a bad bet. He makes a lot of save for Wolves.
Sar is good.
Yeah. Another guy, I think.
But Sar's fixtures also look tough.
West Ham, Norwich, Burnley, I think it's not too bad.
Then Liverpool, City.
Yeah, City. Another one I think you guys can choose is McCarthy, Southampton.
Oh, yes, yeah. Southampton has been tight.
Pretty solid at the back.
Yeah.
So, and then their first game is Norwich. So,
yeah
why not? Although Eddie Howe, but yeah.
So, will a goalkeeper be a priority change for you?
This week, I have to change. Because if not, I don't want to just blank a zero there. I mean, you know what I mean? Because I don't have a substitute keeper. You have, so I think...
I'd rather have a zero than a Sanchez minus one.
Yeah, then what on earth, man? What on earth?
Newcastle scored is the only shot on goal that game.
Yeah, well.
It's mind-blowing how... but the thing is, I've been contemplating of taking out Sanchez for a long time already, actually. But I always thought it's not worth it to change a goalkeeper, to use a transfer for a goalkeeper.
Yeah,
so I guess the red card is a sign.
For me, a sure banker is Mendy, if you ask me.
Yeah, but he's expensive.
Yeah, better than Alisson, better than Ederson. But again, now is the time to change.
He is a good keeper though, Mendy.
Now is the time to change. So
anyone else in Spurs that you have in mind? I'm looking at Son actually over Kane.
For me, it's just Son or Kane. I think the rest can take a step back. It's just Son or Kane.
Because Conte always do the wing back thing, right? Do you think like when I saw the game, Conte's first game, Reguilón did push up very high.
But the thing is, Reguilón, and then suddenly what's that guy? Doherty is back.
Yeah.
I mean, so you don't know who he will start yet. I'll give it a few more games before I decide to.
That's true. That's true.
So
at least Son and Kane, you know, is a start.
Yeah, you know he's gonna start no matter what. So yeah, for me is for me this week I will probably put Kane because of my Sanchez. For me, I would.
You have two transfers, right? Or you have?
No, I have one. But for me, -4 is the most that I'll do. So I'll do -8. So if I have to choose, because Son, I will probably have to take a hit again. So I'll probably put Kane in
and it's Sanchez out. It's funny, right? Because to our listeners, right, we have a leak among our friends that has a monetary price at the end of the season. A lot of money.
Yeah.
So if our friends were to tune in to us listening, right, knowing
they will know all our stuff.
They will know all our stuff, but that the onus is on them to
act on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we are very intense in this fantasy because I hear some people that they do this, they play fantasy for fun, they join just a general league. But for us, there's actual trophy at the end of this. So we are in this to win it, man.
Yeah, we are. And we are rivals, me and Amiru, actually.
Yeah, we are rivals.
But oh well.
It's I will not have any issue with you if you were being secretive or being coding, it's not as descriptive in your decisions because I understand you want to win. So that's how it is. We will tell you our thoughts, but you have to wait until you see what we add on it. All right.
Yeah, no. Yeah, let's go.
Next one, Gerard. Who do you think in Villa will if you want to get a Villa player that will improve under Gerard?
I would say
Watkins. You see, I've never seen enough of Gerrard in Rangers.
Yeah,
but I heard he played attacking football.
But I think
his strikers were all quite devastating in Scotland.
Yeah, I don't know about Watkins. I mean, he's already a good player previously.
Mm-hmm.
Just that he wasn't really scoring this season. He missed quite a lot. I think it was the last match. He missed an open sitter or something. But I would think Buendia,
yeah.
Yeah, probably.
He has been silent. He has been very... Yeah.
So I think maybe probably Gerrard could. You know, his
You think which part Gerrard will improve most? The attack or the defense?
Probably the attacking. Because the defense, actually, they were good until the last 3-4 matches. I don't know what happened.
Aston Villa have a good first game under Gerrard against Brighton at home.
Yeah, so that's a good game to analyze. I would not put any Aston Villa players for now. I mean, personally, I don't think. But if you give me a choice,
Leon Bailey?
Yeah, there's one guy that has not even started. I mean, probably start one or two. Not even started under Dean Smith, I think.
He didn't start, but when he came in, he scored a lot.
He made some. I probably think McGinn.
McGinn.
Yeah, he probably will do well. Buendia probably do well. Their wing backs. I always Matty think Cash. Target and Matt Cash. Yeah, Matty Cash. Probably Matty Cash played for Poland.
Yeah. No, yeah, I really like beginning of the season, right? When Dean Smith was in charge of Villa, I really thought Matty Cash. He was one player in my watch list, and then after that Villa just crumbled.
Yeah, so that's why I would think both, those are the players that would play. Martinez, again, if you want an option for goalkeeper, I think their defense will improve under Gerrard, hopefully.
You're a fan of Gerrard, your hero.
Yeah, man, it's Liverpool.
You know, Villa is Gerrard's favorite opponent. He scored the most goals.
Yeah, he scored the most goals against them.
Yeah. So that's a trivia for you. All right. So Norwich with Dean Smith.
You're not going to put any Norwich players.
Pookie?
Nah. I mean, Dean Smith couldn't even get Ings scoring. I mean, he was scoring, but wasn't devastating.
But Ings injured, right?
Huh? Yeah, Ings now is injured. But yeah. It was the last game he was injured.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, it's not very long. So he couldn't even get him really running or even Watkins. So yeah, not for me.
No.
No Norwich players.
How about the reunion of Eddie Howe and Callum Wilson?
Probably might be a devastating. I mean, Callum Wilson actually, to be honest, is a good bet. Regardless.
It's underrated.
Yeah, even with four Eddie Ho, I think he's a good bet because he's a poacher. He's in the right place, the right time most of the time. Just that the whole Newcastle team isn't very good. But you have good players.
It's unfortunate though, because Newcastle, right, have good attacking players.
Correct.
They have ASM, Alisson Maxima, and Callum Wilson. And Callum Wilson, for me, if he's in a more ambitious club, I would think that he's maybe better option for, as an England striker to replace, to substitute in. Like, Callum Wilson is strong, he's fast, he's clinical. He scored goals with small clubs, which is not an easy feat.
He can strike. I think Callum Wilson will probably be the one to watch out.
Yeah, I'm really... One of the games this weekend that I want to watch is the Newcastle match against Brentford.
And it's a good opening match because Brentford is on the down now.
Yeah. Yeah, they have not been doing well.
Yeah, so I think good match for Eddie Howe to come in. They have an okay fixture also. They have Arsenal, Norwich, Burnley, Leicester, and then... After that, it's Liverpool and Man City. But yeah, not too bad.
Not too bad. It's like those clubs, right, that have to play Man City and Liverpool back-to-back. I think those, like Wolves and Newcastle, those are the things you have to avoid for now. All right. So we've talked about the players that will benefit from managerial changes and how to get them early. So right now I'm still thinking of whether or not to replace Tony. I do not know if I'm gonna make any transfers this week.
But you should, because there's two transfers, but you cannot keep for three.
I'm gonna take out Sanchez.
Yeah, that's one.
So that's one. I just do not know if I want to do another one because, all right, Tony versus Newcastle, that's not a bad fixture.
It isn't, but Tony versus Norwich wasn't a bad fixture.
Yeah, I know. That was such a disappointment.
Yeah. So, to be honest, I have Mbeumo. I don't know if I'll still keep him. It's just cheap. Just a cheap option.
He is.
But
I
you can get a better. You got a lot of options now.
You do. It's just, I want to put in Son or Kane. I do. I just don't know. Like, Tony is a 6.5. So, I need a lot of money to get in Kane. But I can, I don't know. It requires a lot of changes right now. But yeah, I still haven't decided what kind of changes I want to do yet.
What do you think about Ronaldo?
I think
after Portugal's disappointment, he missed a penalty. Will he come back against Watford?
For me, I have this, my thoughts on Manchester United has been the same since Ole was the manager first time. Don't bank on the player, bank on the manager. But a caveat to that is Bruno Fernandes.
Yep.
That Bruno Fernandes saved Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's time. Like, last season or 2 seasons ago, right? He was struggling until Bruno came in.
Yep.
But now when Bruno's struggling, you can
Ronaldo
see...
Ronaldo saving.
Yeah. But Ronaldo also can't do... He's not as explosive as Bruno is.
All right.
So, if you ask me, what do I... Because I'm looking at Man United's fixtures. It's Watford, then Chelsea, then Arsenal. Then after that, they have quite an easy fixture after Chelsea.
Not very, very forgiving fixture.
Very. So, it's either they're going to sack Ole after the Chelsea game. I would say...
I don't think they'll sack them.
Okay, I would put it this way. If Man United sack Ole, get Ronaldo or Bruno.
Yeah.
What
do you think about this upcoming week against Watford?
I don't know. The thing is, Watford's last two games has been good.
They've been leaking goals though.
Yeah, they won one and they lost one, if I'm not mistaken.
They've been leaking, I think. I think it was the Everton one they won, right? They suddenly...
Five goals.
Yeah. And then the next one, I think, again...
They lost 1-0 against Arsenal, which is okay. 1-0 against Arsenal.
Oh, the Emile Smith-Rowe one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, correct. Then
But Arsenal blew a lot of chances. I watched the match.
Yeah,
Arsenal missed a lot. So, with a more clinical finish, I think Watford would have gone.
And then they lost 1-0 against... before that, they lost 1-0 against Southampton.
So
before that, they won 5-2 against Everton. So yeah, they've conceded goals, but Manchester United is not going to score goals. like you know the narrative people say about Ole's team, right? They cannot break down a low block.
Yeah.
So if Ranieri is not that gung-ho, he could just sit back, sit tight, go on a counter-attack with, you know, Ismail Sarr and Emmanuel Dennis and Josh King and all. I don't know. I think if you have Ronaldo, going for a Spurs player makes more... I think the morale is low. I think Ronaldo's own morale is low. He's struggling against... He's struggling for Portugal. He's struggling for Man United. I don't think right now is a good time to have Manchester United player. I think if you want... But having said that, it's Ronaldo. You cannot bet against Ronaldo.
Correct.
Yeah. Good thing I'm not... Oh. Like, people do not know my Twitter handle. I'm not all the Ronaldo fans. So, like... Yeah. So, this upcoming week games... are quite interesting. It's like, I think there's like 6 games every, like the schedule is quite nice this weekend.
It is. Starts off with Leicester, Chelsea.
Yeah.
Then it goes to, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 games at the 10 o'clock, 10 p.m. Malaysian time. Then there's Liverpool, Arsenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, then the next, then Man City, Everton, and Spurs, Leeds. Yeah, very nice games. Very nice games. Can all, probably watch all the big matches.
Yeah, that's true. It's nice. The way it's scheduled is nice. So it's quite exciting. Yep. But you know, if for fantasy, if you wanna see games that will give you bang you points, which games would it be for you? Southampton, Norwich, not really. I don't think anyone cares about Southampton attacking players, but yeah, start Livramento.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of actually, if I'm not mistaken, there are a few fellas who have Armstrong in, no?
Adam Armstrong.
Yeah.
He's all right. He's got 2 goals only this season, right?
Yeah. But yeah, he's scoring and then assists also, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Then there's Shea Adams who scored for Scotland.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, it's not very promising to put your attackers lah. So no point. No point watching. Livramento, I mean, I would say 80% will be a clean sheet lah. Unless Dean Smith come out with some, I mean, I don't know. I don't think so lah. I won't put my money on Norwich to score a goal.
So out of this week's this coming week's fixture, which 3 players will you be your captain's choice?
I mean, currently my squad, I don't know actually.
There's no obvious games, right?
Yeah, like, there's no obvious one, but
again, if it like wasn't for Manchester United being catastrophically bad, you would want a captain Ronaldo. That have Ronaldo, right? This is a good week to captain Ronaldo.
All right.
Chelsea playing Leicester, Liverpool playing Arsenal, Man City playing Everton, Watford, Man United. Come on. It's like so in your face to captain a Man United player.
Maybe I'll just captain Livramento. not a bad choice.
No, it's not. No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I would think that if Livramento score or get an assist and a clean sheet,
yeah, done already.
Because I cannot see any other games that I'm confident of getting points. That's why my struggle is who or which player from what club should be a captain.
For me, if you ask me, I'll still go with Salah
against Arsenal.
Yeah,
Arsenal have been quite tight.
They have been, but like I said, I think Salah likes to score against Arsenal. So
that's true.
I mean, they're home and field. They just lost. They just did a treat. They lost West Ham. I would think he's a good choice. The another choice, if you have Kane, then I think Kane should be a good choice too against Leeds.
Mm-hmm.
These two are probably your most 2 obvious choice. I mean, Salah is not obvious, but based on his track record, he has, even in West Ham, they lost also, he assisted. And the last few, every game, I think, I don't know where, there was one game he blanked, but I think most of the games he assists or score. So he's probably a big, good bet to get points for you.
Mm-hmm.
The rest, I've Havertz, against Leicester, I won't captain him against Leicester.
I wouldn't captain an early kickoff game.
That's pretty much it lah. I think these 2 stands out the most for me. Salah or Kane. If you have Son, yeah, why not? Son, Salah, Kane.
Yeah, I'll say the same. I'll say that my 3 captain choices would be Ronaldo, Kane, and Salah.
Yep, these 3 probably.
So there's nothing much to talk about. As we're looking at the next coming game week, which we are all excited by, if you cannot hear my voice. So it comes
one update for you guys. If you guys have Andy Robertson, I think he's injured. So Tsimikas might play.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
He played what? For Scotland, he came off.
Yeah, he got injured that. Yeah, he came off. So yeah, Tsimikas will play. So if you have Tsimikas on your bench, not a bad bet to put.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good tip. It's a good chance because I think Arsenal haven't been blowing teams away.
They would. It's like those odd goal 1-0
Yeah. I would think Liverpool have a good chance to keep a clean sheet against Arsenal.
So if you have Trent, Simikas, why not?
Why not? Yeah. I do not know. I think one of my change I want to put in. I really want to put in Reece James, but
it's a good bet for the Leicester game yet. You know why? Because his Azpilicueta is injured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just that I do not know where to put Reece James. Like, I do not know who to take out. That's the thing.
If you ask me, I mean, straight off Chilwell for James, because you can't have two Chelsea players in your team. That's for me, lah. I mean, it's like having Robertson and Trent in your team. They might get the thing done, but you're not going to feel two fullers in your team unless it's a sure-off banker, right? That against the Norwich every week.
Yeah.
You're going to just lose points like that.
That's true. And Chelsea is playing Leicester. Then after Leicester, Chelsea
picks
Man United, then Watford. I would think
after Man United, probably Chelsea all the way, lah.
I think against Man United also it's not that big a problem. I would think that Leicester would lose. I do. I think Chelsea is going to win against Leicester. I think them dropping points in the past game, Chelsea's dropping point in the past game. And I do not know why, but Brendan Rodgers is from my knowledge, looking at him throughout his career, right? He gets distracted easily. So this speculation of him being Manchester United.
Yeah.
I have a feeling he will just struggle. Like, I don't know why. Leicester will struggle.
To be honest, of course, I think Chelsea will win up. If there's money to put up on Chelsea. But for Chelsea to keep a clean sheet, I don't know. Because I think Leicester has Leicester is always a goal threat, lah. You have Tielemans, you have Harvey Barnes, you have Vardy.
But one thing Chelsea has been known under Tuchel is they are solid.
Their defense, yeah. So what I'm saying is, if it was against a Watford, against a West, Wolves, or against a Southampton, Leeds, I would say confirm clean sheet, lah. I mean, I wouldn't say confirm, but yeah. But against a Leicester who has quite good attacking players, Chelsea is gonna win it. But maybe a 3-1, I would think 2-1.
That's making me consider the Reece James.
Yeah, so that's one thing I think, lah. But yeah, should put Chelsea players. they have been performing.
Yeah, I got three, so I have to take out Mount, Havertz, and Chilwell. I do not know. I have to take out Mount. Mount is 70.
Yeah, Mount got some dental something. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when Mount plays, he does things though.
He do, but that's the thing. He hasn't been playing for the last two games, and having a player at his price.
What's he? 8? 8.1.
I had him at 7.4. I don't think he's in an 8 yet. Is he an 8 already?
I don't know.
He's 7.5.
Okay, that's not too high, lah. But you have options with that.
Yeah, you got like players like Rafinha.
So we never talk about Man City this week. I mean, they're still one of the top teams in against Everton.
I think you just need a Man City player, either the defender or Foden.
Yep, I think Foden is your obvious choice, lah.
Yeah.
For now, because he's like a guaranteed starter.
Yeah.
Right. Pep loves him. Why not?
You know Sterling won't play under Pep anymore.
And even
I'm just speculating. That's just a joke. So, but it's kind of like you can see Sterling's future at Man City is over.
Yeah, and the thing is also the defense. It's I mean Cancelo, yes, but he's been rotating also the centre backs, right?
Mm,
Laporte, Diaz, Stones.
It was Diaz and Laporte, but then Laporte got a red card.
So
that's why Stones came in against Manchester United. Yeah.
But there's one game I remember Diaz didn't play also. He rested Diaz.
He was rested for that. But
yeah,
if you rest him for one game, it's fine. You can lose a Man City player for one game resting. I think Man City player, you have them in the long run. You have them, you keep them in. Unless they don't play for 3-4 games, then that's where you need to make a change. But
I think the highlight is
on their core. yeah, their core team. You have your Cancelo, you have your Foden. I think that's fine. You want to bet on somebody, I think you can bet on Gundogan. He was their top scorer last season.
Correct, but will he play? I mean, he's been starting. He's been starting, yes. Yeah. No doubt. But
Question is, will he score or assist?
Yeah, will he do anything? Because he don't do... If you know, he's not like a KDB or something.
He hasn't been pushed forward this season. Last season, he was pushed forward.
Correct. When KDB was injured, right? So he was playing that role. But KDB is in now. Gundogan is behind him.
Yeah.
So he does score. He still scores. The right place, right time. But is he going to get the right place, right there all the time? It's not someone you'll bank on scoring.
So if you want a left field choice.
Yeah. But Gundogan. It's a differential, I guess.
Yeah. But Foden and Cancelo is your safe bet. That's why I don't think you need to talk about Man City players yet as of now. All right, so we move on to our final segment, which is we are comparing. So if you, I can't remember what we called this segment the last week, but it's like when you are struggling between two players, who you go for.
Yep.
Yeah. Right. So first one is Son versus Kane.
I will pick Kane based on his form.
Okay.
How about you?
But I will pick Son. Because, for me, if Conte plays his Inter tactic, which is a 3-5-2, Son is a midfielder who's playing a forward.
Striker, yeah.
Yeah, so that's a value to me. And he's cheaper than Kane. So if I'm looking at objectively, I'm not looking at Kane's performance against San Marino and Kazakhstan. I can't remember what team.
Correct.
Because like I said to people, if you think Kane gonna make a difference because scoring 7 goals, then you might as well get Harry Maguire. He scored 2.
Correct. Yeah, I mean, you have a point. Yeah, you go for. I'll go for Kane just because he's due a goal in the Premier League, and he coming off a good international break against Leeds. Why not?
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Kane lah. That's he is a proven Premier League striker.
He's not a Tony. You know you get points from him. It's just when he gets going only.
Yeah, you want him to get his engine started. Once he starts, then it's. Even if you get him early, it's all great.
Yep.
Right. Next one. I put here Lukaku versus Kane, but I think we don't have to go through that. I think it will be a Kane.
Probably.
Yeah. So another one that I want to talk about is Crystal Palace players, which has been under the radar. So it's Gallagher versus Zaha. I'm considering putting a Crystal Palace player. I understand Gallagher's price, but you know, Zaha also has been quite good.
I don't know, but for
me, are you convinced with Palace so far?
I'm rooting for them. I think they are they've been disrupting the Premier League.
Yeah.
I mean, Man City 2-0 was a shocker. But for a player to put, I mean, for me, Conor Gallagher is probably value lah.
Yeah,
Conor Gallagher is value. But will he continue his form? I don't know because he blanked for so long until the last 2 weeks.
Would you say it's a good move if I take out Gallagher for Mount?
Put in Gallagher for Mount, right?
Yeah.
I would say if I put in, the thing is, Gallagher for me is still unless you play 3-5-2, then he comes in lah. But if not, if it's a 4-4, it's a 3-4-3, he'll probably be on the bench for me. That's just me lah.
Mm.
Yeah, because I still don't see him doing that well because he's not that kind of player for me. But yeah, he's a good option on the bench. He's a good differential if you play 3-5-2. That's just...
He's Palace's highest points player.
Yeah, but he only did well in 3 matches.
He did. I would say that Zaha's points are more spread. But Gallagher's points are quite spread out-ish. But it's true. He had contribution in game week 3.
Yep.
15 points. And yep. Then game week 10 and game week 11.
Yeah. So he only got points in 3 matches, which yeah. against the whole thing, you know, I for me, again, a sub player lah. Good sub player in your team.
Yeah. So I want to put a Palace player. I think they have been entertaining at the attack.
But Zaha, I don't know. I really don't know about Zaha because
hasn't blew our mind.
Yeah, yet. Because no, he gets in the right spots. He runs. He takes on defenders and all. His scoring is a problem.
Yeah,
he doesn't really score. He can't score. I mean, his shots every his time goalkeepers. Yeah, goalkeeper safe one every time corner one. I don't know if you watch Crystal Palace, right? He will run, he will beat players.
He's not clinical.
If they have a better striker, he probably get more assists, lah, if you ask me.
You look at Palace fixtures, right? It's actually not bad. Burnley, it's not Villa, bad. Leeds, Man United, Everton, Southampton, Watford. Like, correct. Yes, they put Man United a red there. But yep. Come on, people.
But, I mean, I have Edouard. I think I kept him too long. I should release him already. I should have taken him out maybe 1 week earlier.
Are you taking him out soon?
I mean, I will, but again, I have more important things to change, so he's probably going to be in there. He might be on the bench, he might be not on the bench. I don't know yet. I can play 3-5-2. So,
Palace is only 2 points behind for two. United.
No, Palace is good, but are the players scoring? You see, like for example, for me, Palace... Leeds, for example, Leeds, you know, they're losing, they're not winning, but Rafinha is consistent, he's getting points, right?
Yeah.
So, for me, Crystal Palace is doing well as a team. Of course, Conor Gallagher was the highlight like the last 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
But will he continue doing that? Or will he be spread out to, like, I don't know, Jeffrey Sloop suddenly come in and score and then they win the match? That kind of
because
thing.
Because it's painful, right? In our league, there are few players in our league that have Conor Gallagher.
Yeah.
So when for the last and they had him for a while. So when he haven't been contributing, right, we can be smug, like haha. Yep. But then the last 2 weeks he got 13 and 11 points, and against Man City and Wolves, you know, not small, right. Not like just an easy Norwich team. Right. That's where it bothers me a lot.
So that's the thing. He probably performs better with the big teams. What was the week 3 opponent that he scored against?
West Ham.
Okay. To be honest, to be honest, West Ham is the third in the Premier League now.
Yeah, it's a big team, I'm saying. Yeah. So you're right. West Ham, Man City, and Wolves.
So, I mean, I don't know. Conor Gallagher is one player who is... To be honest, I really don't know how he got... I mean, I've seen him. I've seen Crystal play.
He got 8 points after West Ham. After the game against West Ham, he got 8 points against Spurs.
Okay, see, another supposedly higher team, right?
Yeah. Against Newcastle, maybe... 2, Leicester, 2, Brighton. Oh, Liverpool, he got 2.
Yeah, so maybe he performs better. So if you see him playing against like Man United, put him in, man.
Yes. I would think Conor Gallagher is in my list, just to read, so I can afford Harry Kane or Son.
Yeah. I think he takes corners, right? He takes corners, he takes free kicks.
Mm. But they share with him and a few others.
So, why not? I mean, why not? It's a better put than Edouard lah. That was my mistake.
But Edouard is 30 points. Not bad. Still okay.
Yeah, he was scoring until I put him lah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's against Arsenal. It's got, blah, blah, blah. But yeah. Anyways, I don't know what to do with him now. That's one problem.
Yeah. All right. So we end our show for today. We'll catch back with you guys next week. Thursday, we'll do our recording, probably after the European games are done. So at least we know more what to say.
Yep.
So bye for now.
Thank you guys for listening. Yep. Thanks again.
Have a good weekend.
Yep. I hope you guys do well this week. And hope our selections, our suggestions help you.
one day we will have a live stream where you guys on deadline, like us, on the transfer deadline.
And then see what you guys will, who you will change. That'll be fun.
That will be fun.
Yep. Thanks, guys. See you.
All right. Bye.